Lowe'sFirst.com today.
Well, right on cue, the Sochi Olympics ends, and Putin says the new government in Ukraine is probably a threat to Russian interests. At the same time, we've got our leader, Scott Hennen, off in Washington. He'll be joining us very quickly to broadcast the next several days from Washington, D.C. So we've got enormous drama going on. At the bottom of the hour, one of the greatest experts in the world on the Ukraine, Peter Brooks from Heritage, will be joining Scott in person in Washington, I think. And couldn't happen a more propitious time, because what drama during the night. I was watching Fox talking about the escaping Yanukovych. Now people are calling Yanukovych, they're calling for his trial and execution for mass murders. He was detained at the border. He'd fled to eastern Ukraine, where we're going to get some really great details later. But understand that he called his security people, said, who's with me and who's not? Three carloads full of Ukrainians loyal to Yanukovych fled into the night, and that's the last he's seen. And people don't know where he is now. So high drama. The people there have now elected Oleksandr Turchynov as their interim president, calling for election soon, but Russia is not happy, and the glare of the Olympics, which was a great victory for Russia, is now aimed entirely on the Ukraine, and things are, this couldn't be worse for Russia, because they're really in between a rock and a hard place. If they get busy and do what they want to do, pulling the Ukraine back into the Soviet umbrella, they're going to probably have to do it with great violence. And this is very, very awkward for a guy that's pretending that, hey, they're part of the world. And so, Scott, you there?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, I just heard a noise that we got Scott with us.
Hi there.
Hey, Scott.
How are you, sir?
Doing really good. It's kind of ironic, isn't it, that Russia won the most medals at the Olympics, and now Putin is in a real dilemma.
It is, yeah. And I think we're number two on that list, right?
Right. We got the most bronze, though, the most third places. But
if we're going to lose in hockey, at least our neighbors to the north can come home victorious. So,
yeah, great games. Tremendous.
Unbelievable
games.
Yeah. I didn't watch much, to tell you the truth. I didn't. Did you soak a lot of the Olympics in? Are you sad it's over?
No, I'm not sad. I enjoyed watching. I'm not sad, but there was something kind of odd about the whole thing. I sure love the skiing, but, you know, we didn't have those kind of skis when I was growing up, the enormous jumping trick skis that they have going from both frontwards and backwards, and it's stunning and beautiful. One commentator said that, they've taken it to a whole new level. Football and basketball, they get a little bit bigger, and baseball pretty much stays the same, but the Olympics gets faster and stronger and crazier as far as the tricks, you know. Now the quads are just the norm on the skating, and triple, quadruple helicopter spins on these crazy skis, you know. It's outrageous.
Did you see that our last gold was in the bobsled? I didn't think of the U.S. as a big bobsled power, but I guess we got a goal. The four-man bobsled. That was I did watch a little of that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they were great. And the same guy that led us to a two-man bobsled.
Pretty cool. Well, by the way, we're in Washington, D.C. all week long. We're at the Heritage Foundation today. We'll be at the U.S. Capitol tomorrow through Thursday. And we're going to chat with one of our favorite folks from the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Moore, chief economist at the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk with him next hour. He'll be here for a while. Peter Brooks will be here later this hour, senior fellow in national security affairs at the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk a little bit about the Ukraine and what's going there. Mark and I were comparing notes over the weekend. That was pretty extraordinary, wasn't it, to have the parliament say, beat it, bucko, and send Putin's boy packing? I thought that was pretty great.
It was just an amazing, and they quickly appointed his replacement, Turchynov, Oleksandr Turkunov is the acting prime minister of the Ukraine, but there's a lot of people, and you'll sure, Peter Brooks, I had him on with me, and he'll give you all kinds of shading and colors and details. He's just great.
We're also going to talk with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service. She was here yesterday testifying before the, I don't know if testifying is the right word, but I guess making a presentation to the National Governors Association. The governors are meeting. They were at the White House last night. I didn't get invited, Mark. But big black tie dinner last night at the White House with all the governors.
You didn't get invited.
I didn't. No. No, exactly.
Would you like to run for governor?
No.
Is this an announcement?
No, it's not. No. I did see Betsy Dalrymple, our first lady. I was staying at the same hotel as the NGA is occurring. And Kathy Nesset yesterday spoke before the Natural Resources Committee. Governor Dalrymple is the chair of that particular group of the National Governors Association. So she will join us for a little recap to tell us more about her presentation to the governors. And then also we're going to talk about the EPA, specifically this onslaught of stupid regulations. Everything from, new restrictions on wood-burning stoves to the truck cafe standards and,
crushing small truck companies.
Yeah, it's crushing everybody. Crushing coal, crushing farmers with this dust deal, trucking companies, exactly right, wood-burning stoves. I mean, my gosh, unbelievable. So anyway, we look forward to all of that today on the program. And, of course, your calls, your questions, and your comments as well throughout the program. But I have to tell you, you know what I'm happiest about? I'm happiest that we're the happiest place on earth.
North Dakota, what a great poll.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's so amazing. So much for Disney being the happiest place on earth. I think it's now North Dakota. We're the new Disney World.
I gotta tell you, Scott, the minute I heard that, what do you think I thought of?
I don't know.
The happy warrior.
Oh, did you?
Scott, you maintain such a bright disposition publicly. I know you have your down moments privately, but you are truly a happy warrior and an inspiration to a lot of people, and that's part of it. You lend a tone of optimism, and I try to do that too. In spite of the battles, we always look for solutions. We look for hope, and we looked at, another thing? North Dakota has got the highest percentage of church attendance, and I don't think that's an accidental correlation.
Very good point. A lot of things there. To me, the takeaway was, a way to provide for your family makes one happy. And there's outdoor life, and obviously the economy's good and everything else. But in general, I think, family is the reason that we're the happiest place on earth, because you can provide for your family here. You can enjoy all the riches of our outdoor life in North Dakota, which is a family thing. A friend of mine the other day, I was talking to him, he said, my boy is 13. My oldest boy is 13. I wish I could say the same, right? Because our oldest is a senior. And, I'd love to turn the clock back and have him be at 13 because I'd spend that much more time with him. But this friend of mine was lamenting the fact he's 13. I just got to spend more time with him. I mean, and we love the outdoors and, what's not to love in North Dakota. So this is really a neat story. And I think it does, Mark, speak volumes. It really does about, the character of the people here and the way of life in North Dakota. And, yes, the weather can stink, especially this winter it has a little bit. But I think this says, a way to provide for your family trumps balmy weather. It's kind of cool.
There's another enormous factor, and that is we don't have the fearful ghettos that they have in almost every other state. The absence of fear just absolutely crushes joy and happiness.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Absolutely amazing. And we have a Facebook post up on this asking that question. Does this mean that jobs, a robust economy, and outdoor life are more important than balmy weather? Brenda says, and you forgot the awesome people. That is North Dakota's greatest treasure. And you're absolutely right. We also have another post up about
each other,
There you go. I also have a post up about being in Washington this week. I'm actually here with the National Broadcasters Association, National Association of Broadcasters, and I'm the incoming president for the North Dakota Broadcasters Association. So our executive director, Beth Helfrich, and Jack McDonald, longtime lobbyist in North Dakota, are schooling me up on getting in front of members of Congress. So we'll be talking to Senator Heitkamp Hoven, Congressman Kramer, about issues related to broadcasters. So that's the main reason I'm here. But obviously, since I'm here, I'm working. I'm doing a radio program for you, and if there's anything we can tackle on your behalf, what issue or question we can we take direct to lawmakers on your behalf? What do they need to hear from you, the people? Let us know. Those two questions on North Dakota, the happy place, and also the issues you'd like us to take to lawmakers are up on our Facebook page. So check those out, if you would. We're also, do you see this story about the radioactive waste that was stockpiled on trailers near Watford City? Some officials are investigating that. County officials obviously mad about it, so we're going to dig in that today. Railroads agreed to slow down crude oil trains in cities voluntarily in an agreement with federal regulators, so that's in the news today. What else? Pothole season again. Oh, those five North Dakota snowmobilers were found safe in Wyoming in that forest after losing more than a day. Exactly right. So, update on that and more all coming up on What's On Your Mind with Mark the Freedom Poet. I'm Scott Hannon. Stay tuned.
You want to know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Washington, D.C. Heritage Foundation today, U.S. Capitol tomorrow, and Wednesday and Friday on the program. And I tell you what, it's a busy time. Actually, last night, the Credit Union Association nationally kicked off their gathering here in Washington, D.C. A lot of credit union leadership are here lobbying members of Congress. And one of the sponsors of our broadcast this week is the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. And so they invited us to dinner last night. Mark Feifley, a former, he's a North Dakotan, right? But he's transplanted himself to Washington, D.C. He worked for President Bush, National Security Agency, global communications strategist. He worked at the Republican National Committee and FEMA for many years for a number of cabinet members. So Mark and I were the guests of the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas last night at an Eddie Money concert. Yes. How about that? An Eddie Money concert. He can still bang out the hits, although he did not do, believe it or not, he did not do Take Me Home Tonight. I can't believe it. We got two tickets to Paradise. We got Baby Hold On. You know, but Shaken. Few of the Eddie Money classics, but no Take Me Home Tonight. I was a little bummed out. We're waiting for our next guest who's caught in traffic, evidently, in Washington, D.C. It's no fun, but we're going to chat with him here in a little bit. In the meantime, I want to tell you that a windshield advisory is in effect for a good chunk of our listening audience today. Not fun, folks. Windshield advisory means that very cold air and winds will combine to generate low windshields. Frostbite, hypothermia, all a possibility if you do not take the proper precautions. I love this line. If you must venture outdoors, make sure you wear appropriate clothing, including hat and gloves. I don't think we have much choice to venture outdoors. Do we, Mark?
I don't think so.
It's winter, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
But we do have a windshield advisories until through this morning.
Although Detroit Lakes had the polar plunge, you know, last weekend.
You have to have been dropped on your head to want to do that deal. I don't get that.
I thought seriously about doing it. I thought it would be good PR, but then I said, nah.
No. Yeah, that couldn't be. By the way, it was 64 degrees here yesterday.
That's insane. Do you have cherry blossoms?
I didn't look, but when I landed at the airport, I took a picture and sent it to Maria, was contemplating possibly coming along with me, and I told her, I'm sorry to report it's 64 degrees. Maybe you made the wrong decision by staying home. And I sent her a photo of people jogging and, you know, pushing kids in the strollers and a bicycle all in this one little shot. And I said, I'm not familiar with these foreign objects. Shorts, strollers, bicycles. What are these things? It feels like it's been forever since I've seen them, for crying out loud.
Are you in another planet?
Yeah. Exactly right.
Well, just go up to all of them and tell them we're happier, na-na-na-na-na, in North Dakota.
Na-na-na-na-na, like that, you think?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Here's some of the things folks wanted us to bring to Washington, D.C. John said, let's move towards the suspension of federal income taxes and allow people to manage their own financial affairs. You and I both know this would ultimately facilitate the tax revolt we so desperately need. Plant some seeds. Well, I know that that's been one area that Stephen Moore, who will join us next hour, has been championing. And it was his view that was one area where maybe, Harry Reid and the Democrats and Obama and company would maybe agree, might do the trick. You know, might actually be some areas where we could get some agreement. Is some sort of fundamental tax return, tax reform. So,
but I would say we got to trade the income tax for national sales tax. We can't have both because they'll both continue to grow. You know, I think outlaw the IRS. They have proven themselves to be jackbooted thugs and very, very political, even under Nixon. But yeah, nothing like this regime.
Exactly. Peter Brooks is here from the Heritage Foundation. And one of the great thinkers about foreign policy. You see him often on Fox News Channel and many other media resources carrying the flag. Peter, it's nice to see you.
Good to be here.
How are you?
Good.
Fantastic.
We had a terrific weekend here in Washington with the weather anyway.
Yeah, I was just telling Mark that, my gosh, 64 degrees yesterday. I had to send a photo of my wife back home to say, bicycles, shorts, strollers.
That must not have made you popular.
Remember those? No. In fact, I can't repeat what she said in reply to the text. But anyway, it was not only a good day for weather here in the nation's capital, it was a good day for freedom across the globe yesterday, wasn't it?
Well, it was. I mean, I guess you're talking about Ukraine.
Yeah.
Well, the flu season's coming to an end, but the freedom flu season may just be beginning in Ukraine and Venezuela. The real answer is we'll see. We can be hopeful for the moment. The current president of Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych, is on the run. They can't find him. He's left the capital. We have an interim government. We have elections coming up in May. They look like they want to open up the country economically and politically. That's good. But that said, Russia is not so happy, and they're a player. And, you know, the country's also heavily divided. Most people don't realize this, but I ask them to take out a map and look where Ukraine sits. The western part of the country is largely Greek and Roman Catholic and speaks Ukrainian and looks towards Europe, especially Poland. The western part of the country speaks Russian. Is Russian Orthodox and looks towards Russia. And then there's also the Crimea, the southern part that's on the Black Sea, right across the water from Sochi, actually, where Yanukovych may be today. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a boat to Russia.
Is that right?
They actually stopped his plane from leaving Ukraine the other day. He fled to the eastern part, where he was, he tends to be pro-Russian. He tried to leave, and Ukrainian border services stopped his plane from leaving, interestingly. The last we heard, he may be in the Black Sea area. But this is a country that's divided. We have to be careful here. Civil war is a possibility. I mean, we don't want to see that. We want to see this country open up. I mean, this is a terribly and unjustifiably poor country. It ranks like 140th in the world in terms of per capita GDP.
Yeah, unbelievable amount of natural resources, right?
And industry and all sorts of stuff. I mean, back during before industrialization, this was considered to be the breadbasket of Europe. I mean, it's, great, it fed the Soviet Union, all sorts of things like that, all sorts of good stuff. So this is a country that could do better. And this situation we've had here is really over economics. Because the government that's just fled decided to side with the Russians for natural gas as opposed to opening up to the European Union for more trade.
I want to talk more about that when we come back. Peter Brooks with us, Senior Fellow in National Security Affairs at the Heritage Foundation, columnist, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. Plus, we'll meet Kyle Peterson in North Dakota now at the American Spectator. All coming up before the end of the hour, folks. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us? At Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Foundation today. We'll be in on the Capitol, on Capitol Hill. Well, actually, on Capitol Hill now, but we'll be actually at the U.S. Capitol tomorrow and through Thursday, actually, with the broadcast. Continuing our conversation with Peter Brooks, senior fellow on national security affairs at the Heritage Foundation, columnist, former deputy assistant secretary of defense. We're talking about the events of Ukraine over the weekend. We'll chat in just a little bit with Kyle Peterson, managing editor at the American Spectator, a North Dakota native, now in D.C., covering politics in the political scene here. And Stephen Moore next hour, the Heritage Foundation. Plus, we're going to talk with an EPA expert here at the Heritage Foundation on how we stop this ridiculous amount of regulation that is trying to slow down the juggernaut that is North Dakota. Newly named the happiest place on earth in a new survey. And you know that because you pheasant hunted in North Dakota before.
Oh, absolutely. I do it annually. Love it.
Yeah.
Near Bismarck and some duck hunting.
What does it say that the North Dakota is the happiest place in the U.S.? I think it says providing for your family is more important than nice weather.
I like the values and traditions out there in that part of the world. And also have it's also what the lowest unemployment in the country.
It is. Fastest growing economy.
Yeah, Find some energy up there, and it makes a big difference. But just solid all around folk out there.
Exactly right. And you know, it connects to our discussion about the Ukraine, really, because you know the God given resources in the earth can really turn an economy around if you don't have a neighbor like Vladimir Putin, I guess. Huh?
That's right. And you know, luckily Ukraine has neighbors in Europe too.
Yeah.
You know, it's between there. That's why it's so important to Russia. I mean, this is the strategic soft underbelly of Russia from a security perspective. The history isn't lost on the Russians. For instance, the Nazis came through Ukraine on their way to Russia during World War II. Part of Napoleon's armies came through Ukraine. They also went through other parts of Europe on their way to Moscow. And so the Russians feel like this needs to be in their sphere of influence politically and from a security standpoint. Economically, you know, there is trade going back and forth. Russia could be certainly much more open and free economically. But Ukraine has a unique opportunity because, I mean, geography is destiny, okay? You can't just pick up and move your country around as much as some folk might like to do that. So, but they have freedom. Now that Eastern Europe has been liberated for 20 years, they have freedom to their west, Poland and, you know, other countries that, you know, they can certainly take advantage of and grow their economy and make the Ukrainian people much more prosperous. They should be much more prosperous than they are now. And a lot of that has to do with the corruption is a huge issue in Ukraine. And if anybody's watching television and sees the presidential palace, they'll understand that. But if they can get away from that, get the economy back on its feet. Right now, it's broke. The economy is broke. The coffers are empty. Somebody's going to have to go in there and help them. And that's where I think the bidding war is going to come up between Russia and Europe, is that where are, you know, who's going to bail out the Ukraine? That's the next big question.
Here's my question. Are we doing enough to stand up for freedom? And I understand it's a careful balance there. We have to be careful because the country itself is divided, as you pointed out. But is President Obama using this opportunity to say, hey, let these people be free, or is he under the thumb of Putin here?
He's not under the thumb of Putin, but he's not said much. he's not wanted to really take Putin on. You know, the American Obama's policy with Russia. Remember, it was talked about the reset. They gave him that button back. They gave Hillary Clinton gave she's then Secretary of State gave Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov a red button and it said reset on it in Russia. Supposedly, it actually didn't say reset. They mistranslated it and it said overcharged. So, you know, it was said, but this policy, the Obama's policy towards Russia has gone from reset to regret, in my view. And the fact of the matter is that the Obama administration, I don't think, has done nearly enough, especially rhetorically, to stand up for the ideas of free peace and freedom and free markets in Ukraine. They're getting on board now, and I think they're going to try to take some credit. But once again, we don't know which direction this is going to go. We can be cautiously optimistic for the moment, but there's a lot of big questions coming up. But even though President Obama came out recently and said, I talked to Vladimir Putin, and we agreed that we should work together on this, our interests are not the same.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I mean, obviously, we should watch this very closely. It's critically important. Europeans can carry a lot of weight because it's in their neighborhood, and they should. But the United States...
They got enough backbone for it, the Europeans?
Well, that's been another problem. This has been going on for 3 months. This is not new.
Yeah.
You know, we had these terrible deaths. The death toll...
terrible!
Went up after a while, but there have been deaths before that. The government is just being formed. I mean, there's some of the old folks from the old government are back in government again. This deal could fall apart. I mean, we just don't know what the morning headlines are going to bring. So it bears careful watching, and obviously, you know, important. The United States should support our ideals of freedom, democracy, liberty, civil liberties, and free markets.
And no chance Russia, you know, flexes this muscle anymore now with everybody watching, is there?
The economic muscles, yes. Now, look, Putin, as I wrote in the Boston, or I guess in FoxNews.com last week, I said, job number one after the Olympics is Ukraine for Putin. Okay, so he's not distracted anymore.
Job and get my thumb back on him.
And take off the kid gloves, okay?
Okay.
You know, I had to get along with the world because I had the Olympics going on. Thank God we didn't have any terrorist acts there. But now it's going to be all Ukraine all the time for him. I don't think we're going to see Russian tanks go into Ukraine. But I think, you know, economics, it's going to become a bidding war. Is the IMF going to offer us better conditions? Europe can offer us better economic conditions? Or Russia through aid and packages and things along that line? So there's real... There's a lot coming up. This is not over by any stretch of the imagination, in my view.
Keep watching this, folks. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, I got chills. You hear about them tearing down the statues and, you know, the Lenin statue tore down.
That's only in part of the country.
Right.
Remember, the eastern part of the country, you know, this is a battle between east and west. The eastern part of the country, you know, between Europe and Russia and America, but the eastern part of the country looks towards Russia. Okay, you're not hearing much about. There have been pro-Russia protests there too.
Yeah, so the country itself is divided. Yeah.
It's divided. That's what I'm saying. Civil war is a possibility. You don't want to see that. And you know, if you're only governing the capital, it doesn't count.
As usual, you provide great insight and analysis, Peter. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
And
see you in the Dakotas.
Look forward to seeing you out back in North Dakota for some great hunting. Good to see you. Take care.
Thanks.
Peter Brooks, Senior Fellow in National Security Affairs at the Heritage Foundation, columnist, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. This story has been so fun to watch. It really has, because it is fun to see people just absolutely relishing freedom. As Peter says, it's not as easy as, okay, we're done now. There's some battles to go without question. But anyway, very interesting. We love catching up with North Dakotans when we come to Washington, D.C. And our next guest is the managing editor of the American Spectator, but he's a North Dakota native, Kyle Peterson, of the Peterson seed family, as a matter of fact. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Good to see you.
Great to have you here in Washington.
How long have you been here?
Oh, about 2 years now. I took the scenic route. I worked at a little newspaper in South Carolina for a while. I tracked Florida elections for National Review Online for a while. But it's been a wild ride.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell us how a kid from the farm in North Dakota heads for Washington, D.C. What's your mission?
Well, my mission is to write and report, and I just love politics. I love the back and forth. I love the debate. I think it's the most interesting thing going on today. So I went to Iowa State University. I ended up with a journalism degree and have just sort of worked my way up the chain.
Your folks are both Iowa State grads too, aren't they?
Yes, sir. So yeah. They're very conflicted whenever Iowa State plays North Dakota State. They don't quite know who to root for.
Now, is your mom an Iowa native and your dad a North Dakota native? Is that how it goes?
Yeah. So my dad grew up on the farm that I grew up on. My mom's from Waterloo. I originally also from a farm family. So
that's neat.
Got a little bit of that Midwestern work ethic in me, I think.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I love the whole story about the you know, the seed company and how it started. And it's just a great American story.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Really lots of fun. So let's talk about the American Spectator now and your work now. First of all, I kind of lost track of the Spectator. Is it still, an actual hold-it-in-your-hand magazine, or is it online? Or tell us a little bit about The Spectator.
Well, it's both. So we have a magazine that comes out 10 times a year, so monthly, except for a couple double issues. And I think it's a great magazine. We're sort of the scrappy underdog of the conservative media world. So we try to be punchy, and we try to be funny, and we try to be interesting, and we try to come up with topics and ideas and conversations that other people aren't. So just to take an example, one of the things that I'm really excited about for the next issue, which we're going to press with on Monday, the April issue, we decided we would have a debate over which actor played James Bond the best. So on one side, we're going to have Jonah Goldberg, and he has decided, I don't know why, but he has decided to defend the honor of Daniel Craig. And then on the other side, we're going to have Taki Theodorakopoulos, who is a longtime journalist, and he's going to be in the corner of Sean Connery and Roger Moore. So either way, it'll be interesting, I'm sure.
That sounds fun. It does. What do you see as the most important issues right now that that you're covering on the political scene?
The most important issues that are whatever's happening in Congress. I mean, the debt ceiling debate has been an interesting one over the recent weeks. The government shutdown of last year, I think, certainly made its mark. And I've written a decent amount about Ted Cruz. In the March issue, I have an interview with Scott Walker, who I think is despite these recent email releases, which have been getting a lot of play in the media, who I still think is a very strong governor and a very strong candidate for 2016. I'm very bullish on Scott Walker.
You know what's nice about Scott Walker is all the conservative credentials of a Ted Cruz or a Rand Paul, but just has that sort of Midwestern nice about him that really, defangs the critics, doesn't it?
Yeah, so he's a really interesting guy. He's not a flashy guy. He's not going to wow you with his rhetoric, but I think that's absolutely right. One of the interesting things he likes to talk about is when he was running for governor, he kept talking about brown bag lunches. You know, we're going to go around the state and we're going to bring brown bag lunches. It's not going to be expensive. We're going to talk to people. And he talks about how every day for lunch for the past, I don't know, 5, 10, 20 years, he's just had a ham sandwich. That's who Scott Walker is. He's a ham sandwich guy, and he's getting the job done. And yeah, absolutely.
And what a great record in Wisconsin. You can't argue with what he's done, what he's put up with, and everything else.
Yeah, and he is looking forward, too. So when I talked to him, he said that one of his goals is to cut the tax burden every year he's in office. And the thing he's talking about doing now is lowering, doing mega tax reform. He has publicly floated the idea of eliminating Wisconsin's income tax altogether, which I think speaks to political bravery even to put that on the table.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we're chatting with Kyle Peterson today. Kyle is the managing editor for American Spectator. He's a North Dakota native, now in D.C. covering politics. Only have about half a minute for this quick answer, but Ted Cruz, is Ted Cruz a force here?
Absolutely, absolutely. Though he's less of a force here than he is probably in the heartland. I mean, there are different interpretations of Ted Cruz. There are people who think that he is a true believer and he's sticking to his principles and he's doing what he thinks is right. And there are people who are cynical about it and they think he is in it for a quick, cheap headline. Maybe the true answer lies somewhere in between those two.
Yeah, interesting. I want to talk a little bit more about that and a few other things in the news when we come back after a short timeout. Mark, anything we haven't covered on sports, by the way? Mark the Freedom Poet is my sportsman back home, and we did the open with the Olympic update. Anything else we've missed? Sue Hockey had a great weekend.
Love got his first triple-double of his life. 37 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. A stunning guy. 9 games in a row with 25 points and 10 rebounds. He's spectacular.
Darn right. And the Sioux with a sweep over the Bulldogs this weekend. So they are now with a showdown coming with St. Cloud for the crown of the new NCHC. So that's kind of fun as we head into March here. March
West Fargo Hockey Champs.
Yeah, another good one.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Windchill advisory back home, but we're still the happiest place on earth. That's right. New survey out now says that North Dakota is the happiest place in the U.S. I love this. Take that, Hawaii. Like we need nice weather, for crying out loud. My takeaway on this, and we have a question up on our Facebook page about this. My takeaway on this is that providing for your family is what makes people happy. And you can do that in North Dakota better than any place on earth. With a job, but also with, you know, outdoor life. And it's pretty amazing. So I think it's kind of cool. We're chatting with Kyle Peterson today. Kyle's managing editor of the American Spectator. He's a North Dakota native. And covering politics in D.C. Just wrote a big piece about Ted Cruz, so we were chatting about that a little bit before the break. So the establishment doesn't like Ted Cruz much, obviously.
No, I think that's safe to say.
Yeah. And who's winning the battle these days between the establishment and the new kids on the block, would you say?
I mean, I think it depends race by race, and I think that that's election by election, race by race. I think that that has been the trend essentially since the founding of the Tea Party. I mean, you had people like Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz who rode the wave in and have been strong advocates of I think, solid conservative principles. And then you had some people who didn't quite do so well, Christine O'Donnell in Delaware, you know, Richard Murdoch in Indiana. And so I think it just depends on who the challenger is and who the establishmentarian is.
You know, and a lot of people got upset about that, saying, well, you know, Republicans would have had the Senate if those candidates said, but that's the idea that somehow the anointers or the kingmakers are the ones that need to make all the decisions. Obviously, if you leave this to the people, not every decision is going to be perfect, not every candidate's going to be perfect, but I'd rather have that than just have, you know, sort of the kiss the ring club, right?
Yeah, yeah, and it's hard to argue with that, though I think there's an argument to be made that the people broadly listen to folks like you and me who are in positions where this is what we do every day. We talk about this, we analyze this, and the people perhaps, you know, wouldn't have necessarily gone for Christine O'Donnell had some of her flaws been evident earlier in the process.
Right, yeah, something to that as well. Speaker Boehner and others are wrestling back and forth on immigration reform. You know, it seems like there's a wrestling match between this sort of infighting, if you will, on the conservative side, which really deflects a lot of what should be pointed at the Obama administration for the miserable handling of the economy and so many other things. It seems to me that that seems to be kind of turning a corner a little bit now so the focus can go back on Obama. Am I wrong?
Oh yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think there's any way that any sort of comprehensive immigration reform gets done this year. And there was sort of a leadership sort of floating of a proposal, and conservatives just reacted pretty violently against that. I mean, writers that I know essentially said, listen, there's no reason for this. This is a distraction. This is not going to get anywhere. This is, you know, once this gets past conservatives in the House, if it does, it's just going to get diluted and disformed by the Senate. And I think that that message has been heard pretty loud and clear.
How is the battle between Mitch McConnell and the Senate conservatives and a guy in this building, Jim DeMint, playing out?
I don't know. I mean, I think Mitch McConnell's in a strong position. When you're the minority leader of the Senate, you're the minority leader of the Senate. And I know there were a lot of people who put hope on his Tea Party challenger, Mitch Bevin, in that Kentucky race, and I just don't see it happening. I mean, there are such advantages to being an incumbent, much less being the minority leader.
You know, what's fascinating to watch here is that, you know, for one, if you and I were sitting around a table with the conservatives back home, a lot of them would be pounding their table to say, do something, do more. I mean, impeach this guy, throw the book at him,
right.
You know, stop the EPA, everything else. You talk to a Congressman Kramer or the others, they say, look, we control one third of the government, right? I mean, do you have a sense that they understand people want them to do more?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The challenge is how to pragmatically translate into something that is not just talking points, not just fiery speeches on Fox News, but something that actually gets things done. I mean, I was critical of the government shutdown led by Ted Cruz last year, because from my perspective, for conservatives to accomplish anything, conservatives have to win elections. Conservatives have to win the Senate back. They have to win the presidency in 2016. I mean, there's no way that Obamacare goes away barring those two things. And so what I'm after, what I think conservatives ought to be after, is not necessarily the short-term victory here, but the independent voter, the middle America voter, the person who's not a partisan, the person who wants to vote for a party that they're concerned about the debt, but they want to vote for a party who will tackle those problems in what they perceive as a reasonable way. I mean, the challenge of something like the government shutdown that was orchestrated is, and I think polls support this, that average middle America voters did not see the Republicans favorably after that.
And it seems like we're turning a corner in that regard. Plus, you have Obamacare on a silver platter, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that is not a partisan issue. I mean, that's we had a conversation with Senator Heitkamp recently, and she said all the critics of Obamacare are just partisans. And I said, I think that's the exact opposite. I think real people can't stand this.
I totally agree. And Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who is a conservative Democrat, if there is such a thing anymore, he walked it back, but he let it slip that he would have voted for a repeal of Obamacare. And then as soon as people pounced on that, he said, "Oh no, I didn't mean that." And but the fact that a Democratic senator is at the point where he's saying such things in the first place, I think it's very telling.
Hey, Kyle, good catching up with you. How do folks get a copy of the American Spectator?
Well, it's on the newsstands. I think it's at Barnes & Noble. I think I checked last time when I was in Fargo. Or you can check us out at spectator.org, spectator.org, and subscribe there. And
spectator.org. Kyle Peterson, managing editor of the American Spectator, North Dakota Native. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you.
Stephen Moore, when we come back, don't go away, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.